Hi, and welcome to Coffee and Pearls, 15 Minutes of Wisdom for Catholic Moms. I'm Sterling Jaquith, back after kind of just a first trimester break. I was throwing up a lot and feeling pretty yucky, and then I just felt like the clouds parted and I felt so good, and I almost felt too good. So I went to the doctor and I said, just show me a heartbeat because I feel kind of unpregnant. And they did one better. They actually did an ultrasound for me, which was awesome. So I'm 15 weeks pregnant now, due in September, and the baby's doing great, and I feel great. So I had this kind of week or two in between, you know, not feeling like I wanted to throw up and feeling really great. But this last week, I've been suffering from tension headaches, and I've never had that before, which is just crazy. It's just crazy you can be pregnant so many times and encounter new things. But apparently I'm sleeping funny or my pillow is not right. And so I'm waking up with these tension headaches. And then it's kind of circular because one thing that causes tension headaches is getting a poor night of sleep. But the headache happens at night. So then I have trouble sleeping. So I'm trying to figure that out right now. If any of you have any brilliant suggestions, let me know, because I'm just kind of living in the world of Googling at the moment. And I'm trying all the pillows in my house before I go buy one, because I really don't want to buy a pillow. And I think the thing that feels the strangest to me is that normally when your pillow isn't right, your neck feels sore, so it's obvious to you, whereas I'm not experiencing that at all. I feel comfortable, but then I'm having these tension headaches, and so it's kind of stealing a little bit of my joy because I don't feel like throwing up anymore, and I have a lot of energy, but then I have basically like a headache for hours and hours and hours, and they say you're not supposed to take ibuprofen, but of course ibuprofen's the only thing that helps, so I'm always caught between like, okay, do I just suffer through this all day, you know, or I do something that's not great for pregnancy. And so anyway, that's just been my week lately. Otherwise, I would have been back at you guys last week because I have in general been feeling great and I have no back pain, praise God. And maybe he'll just keep it that way the whole time. So I'm feeling really thankful just about every day that I get to kind of be up and around, and it's so great. So I wanted to talk about something I heard a couple weeks ago. And it rocked me a little bit, so I want to share it with you and hear your thoughts. But I'm going through this course with Brian Johnson, who I love. He runs the website optimize.me, and I'm doing this course with him, and this wasn't even his main point, but he said, you don't have to do anything. And he said that, and I thought, well, that can't be true. You don't have to do anything. And I'm sure he wasn't talking about things like breathing. You have to breathe and drink water and things like that. But what he was trying to say was, you don't have to do anything. In this particular example, this guy was like semi-retired, and he said he really loved surfing, but he lived in a place that was maybe 3 hours away from the beach. So surfing, despite it being a great passion of his, couldn't be something that he did every day. And you know, he was trying to say, how do I create this life that I love? Because that's a little bit what the course is about. When this major component, you know, surfing, a great passion that I have, just isn't even on the table to work into my daily life. And Brian knew this guy who was talking and said, yeah, but you moved to Portland because you're an artist and you've really been thriving there. And the guy said, yeah, I really love it here. It's great. And he said, so just own that. Like, you don't have to live in Portland. You could go live in California and surf on the beach. You've chosen to live in Portland because of all of these other reasons. And he said, you know, we don't have to do anything. And when we take our agency away, agency kind of means power or control over the situation. When we take our agency away, we feel trapped or frustrated or like someone's telling us what to do. And so when he said that, you don't have to do anything, I started kind of running through things in my own life. And I thought, well, I don't have to be pregnant, right? We live in a world where I could just abort this baby. And Lord willing, in my lifetime, it will be illegal to do that. But even if it was illegal, I could probably figure out a way to do it. I don't have to stay married. I could just leave my marriage and my kids. People do that. I don't have to live in Boise, right? That's a choice. We could pack up and leave and move somewhere else. And even smaller things like you don't have to go to dinner at your in-laws' house when they invite you. You know, we have this sense of like, oh, well, I have to go and I feel grumpy about it. But the truth is you don't have to go. You could just say, no, we're not going. Now, there will be consequences to all of the choices that we make, both good and bad consequences. But don't sell yourself short. You're making these choices probably for good reasons, reasons that are important to you. And if they're not, don't do it. Right? I mean, I think this comes up a lot with children's activities. I'm always talking about children's activities because I'm watching so many people kind of running around from thing to thing to thing to thing with their kids. And their lives are overall stressful. And to me, because the sports activities is just not part of my life, it's easy for me to say, well, just drop that. Like, why are you doing that? And I can tell without using these words, the moms that I'm talking to feel like, well, we have to do it. We have to do it. Whether it's because of their husbands or the kids really love it, or maybe it was part of how they grew up. You know, maybe all of their friends' kids are doing it. And so we have this sense that we have to do it. And so my point, if I was talking to a mom like that, I would just say, well, all right, let's just list all the reasons you really want to do this. And you can always find those reasons, right? I want the kids to grow in virtue and learn how to push through pain and to be part of a team and to show commitment to something. You know, we said, yes, we're going to be here for 12 weeks. We're going to do this, to move their bodies and to be healthy. And for a sense of community, I actually like hanging out with the moms, you know, on the sidelines, even if it's raining or it's hot outside. You know, we have these real reasons why we're doing things. And what I've discovered as I've been thinking about this over the last 2 weeks is the more that we tap into our own agency, the more we realize that we don't have to do anything. As we begin to take ownership of the things we are choosing to do, it kind of makes us feel better about ourselves, right? You kind of start to feel proud all of a sudden. So let's say, you know, your in-laws have some sort of like family tradition that you're getting roped into. We'll just use Sunday dinner as an example. And, you know, maybe you feel a little bit grumpy, like, oh, why do we have to go to Sunday dinner all the time? You know, I want to stay home with my family on Sundays. It's totally legit. But you're choosing to go, right? So I want you then to tap into your own agency and I want you to say, you know what? I love that I'm part of a family with family traditions. I love that I get to gift my husband this experience because it was something he did when he was growing up, and now I get to do that for him and for our children. I love that I can serve my in-laws in this way because it makes them feel so happy. And I hope that by doing this, my children see that sometimes, you know, we do things that may not seem like the most fun things just to be together, right? Because how our children see that we treat the older generation plants seeds for how they're going to treat us. Now, that's not exactly indicative, right? Like, they're not for sure going to do everything that we do, both good and bad. But in general, we're modeling how we think that older people should be treated. And I think we can sow some toxic seeds there and some healthy seeds there. And so if you're going to Sunday dinner at your in-laws' house, try to model for your children why it's important. So instead of kind of like pouting and complaining to your husband every Saturday, like, oh, why do we have to do that? I just want to stay home and it's not even fun and they give the kids too much sugar. And like, I could just imagine what that conversation, you know, sounds like. Tap into your own agency and then model that for the children. Yeah, you know, it may not be my favorite thing to do, but here's why it's special. Here's why it's a gift. And I find that there are some things in my life where I'm able to tap into that a little bit more. With the kids, I'm so nervous that they're going to see these back-to-back pregnancies and either feel like being Catholic is kind of crummy or having a large family is crummy. Or maybe that I'm not a great mom, like whatever it is that they would attach to the struggle that we're experiencing right now. I try to make them understand that it's really, really worth it and that I have agency over this, right? And so I'm always saying, sure, kids, this wasn't what I was planning this year, but, you know, I am so open to God's will for my life, and He chose this for me. And who am I to choose something different? And I tell them that. I say it's such a gift that God has decided that we get to take care of another person. And yes, my pregnancies are hard and everybody has to step up and do more things, but aren't you so excited about this new person in our family? We have such a great family and now it's going to be even bigger. And some days, like especially this week when I've had these really bad headaches, you know, I just tell them like, yeah, your body has to work really hard to make a baby, but that is such a gift that women have, that they get to give the world, that we get to go through this to bring a person into the world. And I want my children to be hearing those things because I could be stomping my feet and saying, you know, why do Catholics have to practice NFP? Why did my stupid phone app not work the way I thought it was going to? Like, why are we pregnant again after doing this so many times? Like, of course I'm thinking all of those things, you know? But if it were true, if those things, if I really believed that all of those things were bad, I would not be Catholic and I would not keep this baby. Right? So I want us to be mindful of what we're complaining about and just to kind of flip it back on ourselves and just start talking about why I'm choosing this. Because 100% I'm choosing this. 100% I'm choosing to still be Catholic and to roll with God's will for my life and to have these babies. And even things that happen to us, and I'll just use cancer as an example because, you know, some people might say, oh, if you ate a certain way or didn't have aluminum in your deodorant, you wouldn't get cancer. But that's not true. I mean, I'm sure there are some contributing factors, but people get cancer out of nothing that they've done whatsoever. Like, there was no way that they could have lived to prevent that, right? So when those things happen to us, it goes straight back to, do we believe that God chooses these things for our lives, that He chooses these crosses for us? You don't need to believe that. You don't have to believe in God or that He has a will for your life, that He's even paying attention to you, right? And so you can get a cancer diagnosis and you can choose to react to that. I'll just say poorly, right? Like being really angry and all of those feelings are valid. So it's not bad to go through that whole spectrum. But how you react is your choice, and what you do after that diagnosis is your choice. And we have to have agency over that, because otherwise I think our guilt and our stress would just crush us. And you know this is true because right now there's something that you are experiencing guilt or stress over, and it's crushing you. And let's use a different example. Let's use finances. Let's say your finances are strained. One of my friends, her husband lost his job. And so, I'm not going to sit in her living room and say, well, you just have agency over your life, so it's fine. Just pick something, right? That's not what we're talking about. How this would apply to that situation would be, I would just say, okay, so here you are, right? You can't control the fact that your husband got laid off, right? So here we are. But you don't have to stay in this house, right? You could downsize or find something smaller, or you could move in with your parents. Those are some yucky things. This particular friend homeschools her kids, so I wouldn't say something like, oh, you could take them out of private school, or, you know, I mean, I would start going down the list and saying, what could you do to save money or make money? And let's just think outside of the box. Because we have these lines that we draw for our own lives and we say, well, I have to do this. But the truth is, most of the time, that's not true. Now, if something is important to you, like if she said, look, I'm not giving up staying home with my kids. I know I could get a job, but I'm not giving up staying home with my kids. I'd be like, great. I totally respect that choice. But that means something else is going to be painful, right? You're either going to have to make money in a painful way or save money in a painful way. But as soon as we kind of step back and we take out this pressure of someone forcing us to do something, it actually makes us feel really good about ourselves. And that's what I found in these last couple weeks is as I've kind of flipped it around and started saying out loud the reason I'm choosing even the hard things in my life, it makes me feel powerful and special. And that may just be a silly trick, but maybe we need some silly tricks right now because it's hard to live in 2019 America as Catholics, as women, as moms. And so I would just love to hear what you think about that. And I would love for you to email me if you think there's something that you have to do, because I want to challenge this. There's nothing we have to do other than something obvious like breathing, right? But if you feel like, no, I have to do this and you really don't have a choice, I'd love to hear that example because I'd love to think through it and be like, do you really have to? Because at least for my own life, I couldn't think of anything really that I had to do that I didn't have some choice about. All right. I'm hoping to come back and keep doing these every week. We'll see how the headaches go. But other than that, I'm feeling super great. So I think maybe the Coffee and Pearls community has just been praying so hard for me that maybe I just will get to walk the whole time I'm pregnant and just be like a normal pregnant lady, which would be so amazing and such a gift. So thanks so much for waiting for me and praying for me and hanging in there for me and listening to Coffee and Pearls. Have a blessed day.